572.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, June 2nd. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30, and the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Kansas Insurance Department is setting up a mobile office in Dodge City on June 8th.
They approved transferring $20,000 to the Special Equipment Fund, helping the district remain revenue neutral in 2024. Claflin Fire Chief Doug Hubbard expressed gratitude and mentioned using the funds to purchase air packs for firefighters. They hope to secure grants to cover part of the $130,000 cost. The district also awaits reimbursement for previous grants received.
That's J.P. Bizette reporting. Nurses at one of Wichita's largest hospitals voted to authorize a strike this week. The union said nurses at Ascension via Christy St. Francis voted 93% yes, authorizing the strike. The top issues include workplace violence prevention, safe staffing, and nursing staff recruitment and retention. If the nurses do decide to strike, they'll provide 10 days notice to the hospital. The nurses voted to unionize in March of 2023, and this is one of their first actions as a union. The strike authorized, but not official yet. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The peak of summer travel across our nation's highways has begun, and the Kansas Highway Patrol and law enforcement partners across the state, including the Norton Police Department, have additional enforcement now through Sunday, June 4th, for the annual Click It or Ticket campaign, which encourages seatbelt and child safety seat use for occupants of all ages. The Kansas Highway Patrol will continue to check areas of occupant protection, impaired driving, distracted driving, and other traffic safety issues. And throughout this campaign, law enforcement will also educate and enforce the importance of being properly restrained inside vehicles, because buckling up is the simplest thing that can be done inside a vehicle to limit injury and save your life during a crash. Lieutenant Candace Breshears, the Kansas Highway Patrol Public Information Officer, said the Kansas Highway Patrol and all of their law enforcement partners are reminding all Kansans to buckle up every trip, every time. She said adults are the best role models to youth inside vehicles, and when adults use their seatbelts, children will also be using seatbelts and sitting in their appropriate child safety seats. In 2022, across Kansas, 406 people lost their lives in crashes, with more than 58% of those fatalities, 236 vehicle occupants, not wearing seatbelts. So everyone is reminded to make sure that all of your travelers take the time to fasten their seatbelts, as those few seconds could be the ones that save your life or the life of someone you love. For more information on Click It or Ticket, you can visit nhtsa.gov/CIOT. Despite rainfall in western Kansas, winter wheat conditions continue to decline. The USDA reports that the crop is rated 60% poor to very poor, with 94% of the crop headed. Almost the entire corn crop is in, with 85% emerged, and 71% of soybeans have been planted, with 46% emerged. 51% of pasture and range conditions are rated poor to very poor. Topsoil moisture is rated 50% adequate to surplus, and subsoil moisture is 32% adequate to surplus. June 3rd and 4th are free fishing days in Kansas when anyone can fish on any public waters without a fishing license, and this free weekend provides the perfect opportunity to introduce someone to the joys of angling. In Kansas, anyone aged 16 to 74 must have a fishing license to fish, except on free fishing days. And although the license requirements are waived, anglers must still abide by all other regulations, such as length and krill limits and equipment requirements. If you're looking for a place to drop a line during free fishing days, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/fishing and click where to fish for a list of fishing locations near you. After you've found an ideal spot or two, you can consult the 2023 Kansas Fishing Regulation Summary prior to hitting the water. The summary contains vital information specific to all public waters and even has some handy tips and tricks on tying knots and identifying fish. You can also view an electronic version at ksoutdoors.com/fishing or pick up the hard copy at your nearest license vendor. Kansas fishing regulations, forecasts, and more can also be accessed through the Go Outdoors KS mobile app for iOS and Android. With the right location, a variety of baits to choose from, and some cooperative weather, Kansas fishing can be a great time. Deaths due to substance misuse and suicide are up across the country. However, they're rising even faster in Kansas. More people died of alcohol-related causes and suicide in Kansas in 2021 than in the country overall, and the state's overdose death rate is growing much faster. Opioid deaths rose nearly four times quicker in Kansas as they did nationally, and Brandon Rivas with Trust for America's Health stated that the problem is worse in rural communities. He said deaths arise out of chronic physical and emotional pain that can be related to lack of opportunity and other socioeconomic conditions. Experts say addressing the issue will require removing barriers to mental health care in rural areas, though Kansas recently ranked last in the country on mental health issues and access to treatment. Lawmakers recently passed legislation to make it easier for therapists to get licensed, but a mental health care worker shortage still persists. The state's six public universities recommended that the Kansas Board of Regents authorize tuition increases ranging from 5 to 7% in the upcoming school year to counter inflationary pressure and the limited success with requests for new funding from the legislature. The last system-wide surge in tuition at the state-supported universities occurred in 2019. Those pre-COVID-19 adjustments range from 1.1 to 2.8%. However, KU didn't amend tuition rates during the past 4 years. The Board of Regents documents show each of the five other universities implemented one tuition increase in those intervening years, ranging from 1.2 to 3.8%. Blake Flanders, the president and chief executive officer of the Board of Regents, said the nine-member board would take final action on the 2023-2024 proposals sometime this June. In Nebraska news, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed the Adopt the E-15 Access Stranded Act on Thursday, and Legislative Bill 562, which was introduced by Senator Myron Dorn, requires most gas stations to offer E-15 gasoline by 2028. The legislation also gives tax credits to gas stations that offer higher ethanol blends. Lawmakers said smaller gas stations will have the option to file for exemptions, and those approved will have 5 years to add E15 to the pumps. Whitehead Oil Company and U-Stop already implemented E15 options at U-Stop locations, with President Mark Whitehead saying that's because his top concern is customer satisfaction. The Renewable Fuels Association said that during the pandemic, Americans who used E15 saved nearly $60 million at the pump, and it came at a time when many people dealt with financial hardships. On Tuesday, senators voted 46-0 to pass the E15 Access Standard Act after the final round of debate. At the signing on Thursday, Pillen was joined by several state senators, including Dorn, Anna Weishart, and Tony Vargas. The law goes into effect in 2024. An Oxford man facing over a dozen charges after he allegedly sexually assaulted a girl over the course of a year and a half has pled not guilty. Harlan County District Court records show 34-year-old Spencer White has been charged with 18 counts of first-degree sexual assault of a child, and the details of the case are not public. However, court records indicate the sexual assault involved a 15-year-old girl and happened between March 2021 and August 2022 in White's home in rural Harlan County. His next court hearing is scheduled for June 22nd. According to court records, Nebraska wide receiver Xavier Jay Delk is wanted on an active arrest warrant for first-degree assault, which carries a potential prison sentence of 1 to 50 years. Those records state the charges stem from an incident on May 14th where Delk is suspected of causing serious bodily injury to another person. Details regarding the incident remain undisclosed as the supporting affidavit for the arrest warrant has been sealed. However, according to the arrest warrant, the assault occurred during the same time frame as a series of shootings and one stabbing that happened in Kearney, where a group of UNK football players were present. Court records show Delk is also connected to an incident on the same day where Marvin Zuniga, 19, assaulted him with a dangerous instrument, and Zuniga has been charged in Buffalo County Court with one count of second-degree assault. The University of Nebraska-Kearney released a statement regarding the arrest warrant for Delk, saying that they are aware of a pending charge against one of their student athletes related to an off-campus incident on May 14th. And Xavier Delk has been suspended from all football team activities pending the outcome of the charge. They said the university continues to cooperate with law enforcement and respect the legal and privacy constraints associated with the case. It's currently unknown if the series of violent acts were connected. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Memorial Day weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Friday, May 26th through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, May 29th. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked 4 fatal crashes that were non-DUI related, resulting in 5 fatalities during the reporting period. And they also reported across Kansas 20 DUI arrests, 756 speed citations, 72 adult safety belt citations, 6 teen safety belt citations, and 16 child restraint citations, along with 705 motorist assist calls. On Thursday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment updated its blue-green algae advisory list, lifting Norton Lake, Key Sebelius Reservoir, from the list. Marion Lake in Marion County is still under a warning. Kansas recognizes 3 advisory levels, a hazard status, which indicates that a harmful algae bloom is present and extreme conditions exist, a warning status, which indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure and contact with the water body should be avoided, and a watch status, which means that blue-green algae has been detected and a harmful algae bloom is present or likely to develop. People are encouraged to avoid areas of algae accumulation and keep their pets and livestock away from the water. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that advisories are lifted when cell densities and toxin concentrations dissipate to levels below the watch threshold. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment investigates publicly accessible bodies of water for blue-green algae when the agency receives reports of potential algae blooms in Kansas lakes. And based on credible field observation and sampling results, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports on potentially harmful conditions. If you observe a scum or paint-like surface on the water, small floating blue-green clumps or filaments in the water, or if the water is an opaque green, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says you should avoid contact and keep your pets away. Once again, on Thursday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment updated its blue-green algae advisory list, lifting Norton Lake, Key Sebelius Reservoir, from the list. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start on Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work is going to include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the East City limits, and new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During the construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to one lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road. And a 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. The project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. David S. Mora, 81, of Norton, passed away April 24th with his wife by his side. the family has chosen cremation with the memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., and it should be partly sunny with a high near 78 and breezy, with a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 10 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 59 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs near 77. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Otherwise, on Sunday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 81. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 85. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 85. On Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 86. And on Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 83%, the wind speed is south at 5 miles per hour, the barometric pressure is 30, and the dew point is 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. So much has been made this NFL offseason about the Kansas City Chiefs and their wide receiver room and the fact that the Chiefs do not have a clear-cut number one wide receiver and just a collection of depth and a bunch of pieces that could be top-tier wide receivers or just could be a bunch of average guys. And offensive coordinator Matt Nagy met with the media during Chiefs OTAs for organized team activities. He discussed the competition in that wide receiver room and how the fact that the Chiefs don't have a clear-cut number one wide receiver breathes the competition out of the room and just what he's been seeing so far back in the driver's seat as the offensive coordinator.
When when you have a bunch of guys that come in that are competing for different spots, and it's fun because you feel the energy every single practice. There's no one taking a day off. They're out there, and now it's just a matter of working through what we worked through last year with Juju and Quez, that timing in during this OTAs, figuring that out with newer guys that have come in here, and that's as a coach, when you start putting in plays to try to get guys and see what they can do in certain routes, that's what it's about, that process.
Okay, in sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
John Deere compact utility tractors are great for landscaping, maintaining your property, and other outdoor projects. And with a pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1-5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the...
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski, the ding-a-roner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have a lot of moisture lifting into Kansas, but not much of a trigger to kick off some thunderstorms. Just a few hit-and-miss storms and showers are continuing over portions of central Kansas. Looks like the better chance of rain and storms will be over the western part of the state today. That's where the Storm Prediction Center has a level 1 out of 5 risk of severe weather. Tomorrow, a disturbance exits the panhandle of Texas and Oklahoma and lifts north. A widespread area of showers and a few thunderstorms across the state tomorrow, with a few storms continuing into Sunday and a very active weather pattern into next week as well. In northwestern Kansas, areas of thunderstorms breezy today with a high in the mid-70s. Scattered storms in north-central Kansas with a high in the low 80s. And a few showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s in northeast Kansas. In southwestern Kansas, windy with areas of thunderstorms, are high near 80. Showers and storms again in south-central Kansas with a high 85. And in southeastern Kansas, a 30% chance of storms with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets had been quiet in the overnight session relative to earlier this week, but they have been trending lower in the past hour. July corn down 10.5 at 582. September down 5.25, 519. December down 4.5, 525.5. July soybeans down 6.5 at 1323. August down 6.25, 1237.75. November down 3.25, 1165.75. Kansas City wheat, July down 2.75 at 799.75. September down 1.75, 795.75. Chicago wheat, July down 0.25, 6.10 and 0.5. September down 0.5, 6.23 and 3/4. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 171 points at 33,274. The dollar index down 4 cents at 103.52. Crude oil up $1.12 a barrel at 71.22. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The summer is here, and you know it's going to stick around for a while. Neither you or your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbofan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make those fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large, portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. Simply roll the breeze to your work spot. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. Get all of these Valley Vet fans online with same-day shipping and free freight at valleybet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valleybet.com, valleybet.com.